This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We've been talking to consultants who advise corporate clients on the politics of the moment. And when we reached out to one to talk about the direction of economic policy, if it's Clinton or if it's Trump, something interesting happened. Listen to a portion of this conversation I had with Stephen Miro, managing partner at Beacon Policy Advisors, an independent policy research company. Miro watches fiscal and tax policy, financial services, and more for private sector clients. He joined us from our Washington, D.C. bureau.
You know, to be frank, we haven't spent much time at Beacon Policy Advisors thinking about a Trump cabinet and his advisors, because we just don't see a viable path for him to become president. And we focused almost all of our attention really on what the Clinton administration is going to be looking like.
Really? It seems like there are some viable paths for him.
You know, we spent a lot of time on this, and we just don't see how it can happen. What the markets are getting right is that Clinton is going to win, despite the anxiety that some investors have felt over the last week. What they're getting wrong is how she would govern. And they're over assuming the level of gridlock. If the Democrats are able to take control of the Senate, which we think is the more likely outcome, then a Clinton administration, or at least the first term of a Clinton administration, would be far more progressive, at least on domestic policy, than even the second term of the Obama administration.
You see this conventional wisdom that even if Secretary Clinton does win, that it'll still be a good helping of same old, that there'll be obstructionist from her opponents, that she'll govern from the center if she can govern at all. And you're saying, no, pay attention to the Senate. She could be governing from the center left more than you in financial markets are thinking.
The overwhelming objective of any first-term president is to become a second-term president. So for her to stand a chance at re-election, she's going to have to win over the progressive movement. And at the same time, you're going to have people like Elizabeth Warren taking a trust but verify approach, where if the Senate is only held by the Democrats by, you know, 0, 1, 2 seats, then she's going to have that leverage the way she did with, say, Antonio Weiss from the Treasury Department under the Obama administration to say, not progressive enough. I'm not going to provide the support. And that's the last thing that Hillary Clinton can afford in her first year in office, is to have someone like Elizabeth Warren stand up and block one of her nominees for not being progressive enough.
Stephen Miro at Beacon Policy Advisors in D.C.